Our scripture reading today comes from the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 14.
Thank you. Please rise. There is a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens, a time for giving birth and a time for dying, a time for planting, and a time for uprooting what was planted, a time for killing and a time for healing, a time for tearing down and a time for building up, a time for crying and a time for laughing, a time for mourning and a time for dancing, a time for throwing stones and a time for gathering stones, a time for embracing and a time for avoiding embraces, a time for searching and a time for losing, a time for keeping and a time for throwing away, a time for tearing and a time for repairing, a time for keeping silent and a time for speaking, a time for loving and a time for hating, a time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from all their hard work? I have observed that the task that God has given human beings, God has made everything fitting in its time, but has also placed eternity in their hearts without enabling them to discover what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there's nothing better for them but to enjoy themselves and do what's good while they live. Moreover, this is the gift of God, and that all people should eat, drink, and enjoy the results of their hard work. I know that whatever God does will last forever, and it's impossible to add to it or take away from it. God has done this so that people are reverent before him. The inspired word of God.
Thanks be to God. Our lives are run by the clock. Our calendars are set by the many things that we do with our days and with our weeks. For parents out there, especially of younger through older children, our calendars and our time are set by running our kids to the many activities that they're in. And then there's the time to go to work, and there's the time to buy groceries, the time for an appointment, haircut, doctor, whatever. And we have smartphones and electronic calendars and paper calendars that signal us or remind us when it's time to go to the next thing. And we dash from one thing to the next. But how quickly or how slowly does time really go? If you're on vacation, time goes really fast, right? And you think, is it over already? But the time waiting to go on vacation moves really slow, right? You know you're going on vacation, so it moves slow. In basketball, if you're a basketball fan, the clock moves pretty, time moves pretty quickly, except for if it goes out of bounds or there's a free throw. You know, there's things that stop the clock, but mostly basketball moves really fairly quickly compared to football, right? Which moves very, very slowly. I mean, if the ball gets thrown out of bounds and not caught, of course, the clock stops. When you get to that last minute or two, the clock, you know, tends to stop a little bit more. The periods are set, but it takes an hour for each one or something, or 45 minutes, whatever the case may be. So time moves slowly. Time moves at different rates depending on what the event is or, really what's going on. If you're expecting a new baby, those 9 months are kind of slow and yet kind of fast, depending on where you're at with it. I can attest to that. It seemed like our kids just told us right after Thanksgiving that they were expecting, and now I'm a grandma, and Dale's a grandpa, so, you know, the time went fast and the time went slow, right? That's how it works. And if you are the parents of a newborn, your nights are really long, right? really, really long, and you think you'll never sleep ever again. And yet, that first year goes by in a flash. If your loved one is deployed to the Middle East, the time that they are away is really long. And then when they come home on leave and you get them for a little while, that time goes way too fast. Last week was the first week of school, and for those with young kids, you might be thinking, "Oh, time's moving at a decent pace." But then I know there's a grandma out there who thinks that her granddaughter was just born, and now she's away at college, right, Karen? That's what she told me. When I told her I was a grandma, she said, "Just wait. Next thing you know, they'll be graduating," right? Because that's how time works. I imagine in the midst of Hurricane Harvey, that first night waiting for the storm to hit and what it was going to do and where it was going to go, I imagine that was a really long night. And now the time can't go fast enough for the rain to stop and the waters to recede and for help to come. Although the clock has a specific pattern for time, the way time feels is relevant. Sometimes a long sermon. Sometimes church seems really, really long. We should just shut up, right? Can we just get out of here? But with school starting, the last hurrah of summer is upon us, Labor Day weekend. But we can already feel the chill of fall, and so we know that the days are going to get shorter and cooler, and eventually we're going to work our way to the dreaded time of winter, right? And if we're not lucky enough to be able to go south, then we have to endure it more so. I want to ask you, what will you do with your last days of summer? As much as we would like to, we don't get to cling to those last days of summer. We try, you know, we try to get outside and do those bike rides and do those hikes and one last, like, long weekend somewhere. And we long for the summer vacation and the longer days that have been a part of what summer is about. But the seasons are changing, and the seasons of our lives are also changing. College starting for some of our young people, is a daunting task for some, while some are finishing high school and figuring out where to go to college. That's the way of the world. We grow, we change, and we move on to the next thing, the seasons in our lives. God orders the world. God provides cycles for our times in life. The first verse of our scripture reading today was, "There's a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens." We will know peace in our lives when we allow God's timing to be okay. That's a tough thing for us, in God's time, because we want things when we want them. We pray, and we feel lost, and we want God to find us now, but God will do things in God's time. Everything is ordered. Everything is the way God has intended it to be. And it's what we do with our time, because we have time, we all have time, and we all get to choose what to do with our time. We get to decide what our days look like. We get to decide what our weeks look like, what we put on our calendar, because God gives us the free will to make our decisions. Even though God orders everything under heaven, God also says, it's kind of up to you to decide what you do with what you have. We all have 24 hours in each and every day. That doesn't change. And we all have our calendars, 365 or 366 days on the calendar. We get to decide with each and every one of those hours and each and every one of those days what we're going to put onto our calendars. We all have calendars, however we calendar. And it's what we put on these days that can either satisfy us or not satisfy us. We can choose to do things that might be great in the moment, but don't satisfy us in any way, shape, or form, and leave us wanting more. If we're not careful, we'll fill our days and nights with things that are selfish and don't build us up and don't build up one another. among all the time commitments that we have, and if you have kids in school, there's school and sports and parties and activities and friend time. If we spend too much time on all of the stuff that can be put on our calendar, because we can say yes or no, then we tend to lose sight about what's really important to be doing with our time. And that's spending time with those that we love, including spending time with God, including allowing ourselves to be found by Jesus in our lives. Our fall ministries, as we talked, will be starting up in the first week in September. Youth group will be starting, probably that's actually the first thing that gets to start because it starts before Sunday school starts. Confirmation for our youth, children's, adult, and youth Sunday schools, kids and adult choirs, actually you're first on the calendar because you've already started with choirs with the adults, so that fall activity is already going on. Growth and impact groups, our gigs. How will you spend your time each week? What will you put on your calendar? What will you get reminders for on your phone or however you get reminders? Will you make time with Jesus Christ a priority in the limited time that I know you have? We all are busy. We all are busy. When I visited Marge Stone Rec, she said, first thing she said to me in the care center was, "Are you still busy?" That was her first question. Are you still really busy? And I said, "Yes, Marge, I'm still very busy, but I'm here to see you right now," because that was the priority, to spend a little time with her, because I know going to a care center out of town was making her feel uncomfortable. We get to choose how we spend our time. Jesus wants to spend time with us so that we can get closer to Jesus Christ, so that we can know Jesus at a more intimate level, not just at a surface level, not to say, "Hey, I'm a believer," but to know Jesus in the innermost parts of our heart. And we can only do that if we carve out time for prayer, for study on our own, for study with others. The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, and by the way, written by, they think, King Solomon, he was a very wise man. He reminds us that there's a season of life, and every season has its purpose. Even the busy times in our lives, that has a purpose. But these are a good reminder of what God calls us to make time for. Now, the list that that Kathy read, some of those are a little disturbing, because a time to kill and a time to, you know, a time to, like, all the things. Well, I don't have it in front of me, so anyway, that's the most disturbing. But Melinda did a great job of sort of talking about those different times and those different seasons. I invite you to either pick up one of these or to go on our website and get it digitally. But God orders all of our time. And I want to just kind of add to Solomon's list and have you think about kind of now and your time. There is a time to get off the couch and do something for God, right? That should be in there, right? There's a time to read or to not read. So sometimes we do need to read the Bible, but sometimes maybe we need to do the Bible. There's a time to stand up for God in a godless society. There is a time when to turn the TV on. And there's a time when we need to turn the TV off, right? There's a time when we need to put our devices down. There's a time when we need to get off Facebook. There's a time when we need to be on Facebook, because that's sometimes how we connect best with some people. There is a time to stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves, regardless of race, income, or gender. There is a time to give when others don't give. There's a time for summer to end, and there's a time for school to start. There's a time to prioritize our lives and choose things that bring us life and joy. We all have commitments. And these can be rich for us, or they can drain our time. Jesus does not want our leftover time. Okay? Don't give Jesus whatever little bitty amount is left. Put Jesus on your calendar first. and then let everything else kind of work its way around it. If you put a gig on your calendar or Sunday school for your kids and for you or choir, you will be blessed in the doing, and Jesus will help you with the rest of your calendar. You're probably not going to waste the last days of summer, right? Nobody's going to waste them, right? Not going to sit in the air conditioning and not even think about anything. And so why would you waste your time with Jesus? Why would you not focus some of your time on Jesus? Jesus wants your heart. Jesus wants your devotion. Give your time to Jesus. That's more than anything. Jesus wants your heart and your devotion. Melinda and I can help you connect with a group. We can help you start a group. We can help you help a group because we want you to go deeper with the Lord. Amen.